much about.
All right, everybody. First on the agenda, free talk. Couple of ground rules. No shop talk. Also, no religion or politics. Too divisive. Also, don't tell a story about someone we don't all know. It makes people feel excluded. Other than that, sky's the limit.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I cannot take this. I cannot take this. Like, I'm literally about to cry right now, mother. Let me get this straight, okay? Let me get this mother straight.
Whoa, that's okay. This is a workplace, okay? We don't talk like that here. You should get on home with that kind of talk. Because this, I don't know what this is, but it's wrong.
And now.
106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. And it's Rodney and the Rocks. Here, still honking out hits.
Our feature presentation.
I used to love it when he honked out the hits.
Me too.
That's the best. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin DeVito. It's Thursday morning, the 12th of April. How is everybody?
Good.
Strike, you hurt yourself in the middle of the night?
I did not.
All
and,
good
I went to bed very panicked that I was going to again.
Mm-hmm.
I did wake up in the night, and I was very careful getting out of the bed. But the reason I heard it, I don't know if I made it clear yesterday, I was panicked that I was late for the show.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the clock time.
Mm-hmm.
And
clock time, that time.
Yes, mm-hmm. The clock time.
Remember the clock time, Kevin?
I forgot about the clock time.
I don't like to keep my phone anywhere near the bed.
Right.
I keep it in the other room away from me. So mm-hmm. If you need me, I have a landline still. That does not wake me
Who
up.
Who has a landline still?
I have
do.
A landline
really?
Still.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a landline.
Wow.
So when that rings, I never answer it. Unless
then
I,
why do you have it?
Just so Katie can call me, because the number will pop up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, okay. But then I have a clock radio,
uh-huh.
Like the 1991 style.
Sure.
And that's, where am I going with this?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's what wakes me up. That's where I saw the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what freaked me out and
right.
Panicked where I hit my head. I woke up last night at 12:02, but even if it was daytime, I would have missed the show anyway.
Right.
So you went back to bed. You're like, this is good.
Yeah. I ate some blueberries, went back to bed.
Ate some blueberries.
Are those by your bed?
No. I shuffled down to the kitchen. I poured them in my hand,
right.
Ate them, and then shuffled back.
That's a
and
full
got
snack
bed.
For you, is it? Blueberries?
In the middle of the night, it is.
All right.
Which, by the way, the middle of the night, how insane is midnight now? That's the middle of the night for me.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
It's the middle of the night for everyone.
It's the middle of the night for everyone.
Well, no. A lot of people are going to bed at 1 a.m., 2
a.m. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
The middle of my sleep night.
I got you.
Okay.
All right. I watched the Kings game last night, the first playoff game against Las Vegas Knights.
Yeah,
Golden Knights, sorry. And I got to tell you, their pregame is
something, huh?
It's so Vegas-y. So, like, too Vegas-y.
If Vegas and medieval times had a baby
yes.
That you hated.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Fate has brought these two teams together. One word, move on. And then they have a guy in black with Lakers with a Kings flag skating around the ice, and everybody's booing. And then a knight comes out in his full knight
what?
Costume and a sword and a shield, and he's like, "Ah!" And everybody goes, "Woo!" And then he touches the ice, and it looks like the electricity shocks the ice and surrounds the LA Kings guy in fire. And then he skates over, and they have a brief fight, and he stabs the guy, and the guy goes down. Everybody applauds, and I'm like, this is for second graders. What's happening?
Right.
Second graders would be going, dull. This
yeah.
is dull. It was unbelievable.
Remember we had somebody in, I won't reveal who, but he said.
I will if I remember.
He said, as stupid as we all find it, they live for it in Vegas, and it gets them so pumped up that it kind of becomes this thing where you're sitting there watching it like, am I wrong? Am I just not getting it? Because these people are losing it. I think when it's your team, it just becomes your thing.
But I think when it's your team, you also are going to applaud regardless. Like if they had
right.
somebody that actually did a great
Yeah.
thing before, they would probably go, oh, that's so much better.
Yeah. Well, think about it. I had friends that I brought to a Kings game, and when they saw Cartman up there with, go, kick,
right.
they're like, oh, it's the worst. I'm
what?
Like, what are you talking about? It's Cartman. This is the greatest in the world. So it's kind of that mentality. But do you not remember who that was?
I don't. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
How come I didn't hear who that was?
No one did.
Okay, no one did.
I moused it. Yeah.
In Vegas, they have so much creativity going on there. Right on the strip, all the shows like, and the water thing, the acrobatics. Mm-hmm. They could hire those people to create
the
opening show.
But did they know?
Yeah, from the Jumbotron, they just come down on silks.
Right. Jumping in pools. Oh, man.
It'd be a lot better than the Renaissance Fair that they have on there. Huzzah! I was waiting for Stryker to come out with a big turkey leg.
My Fred Flintstone leg. Who won that Kings game?
Well, that's not important.
Okay.
And here's the thing, Stryker. You may not know about hockey, but you never want to win the first game.
Right. That's
in the playoffs.
Oh, is that right?
It's practice.
Yeah.
So you want to lose it, go down 1-0. That helps your team, you're saying?
Sure.
Okay.
It's what you want.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, the truth is, though, you want to win one of the two
of
their home games.
Of course, yeah.
But, so that hurt. But the beginning stole my soul. Ooh. I just couldn't do it.
The Las Vegas team is an expansion team.
Yes.
And true or not, this is pretty impressive that they are even in the playoffs.
It's
correct?
Unbelievably impressive. Yeah. Not only in the playoffs, they're the first seed.
Yeah.
First seed?
Yes.
Yeah, their season was unheard of.
Wow.
They started early, and everybody's like, all right, expansion team, you're on a roll. Take it easy. That'll fall off.
Yeah.
And it never did. They kept playing well. They kept winning games.
Yeah.
They've been amazing. And they're good enough that they could beat most teams. I mean, they have Marc-Andre Fleury in goal, and he's a great goalie.
You know, part of what the Golden Knights had going for them, Stryker, is this time for the expansion team, the NHL made it much harder for other teams to protect the players they liked, or like their greater players. So, essentially, the Golden Knights got like almost a second-level all-star team.
Yeah, they could pick from each team. Yeah.
Okay. So those players were protected. They were able to pick. They're doing great. I got it. Okay.
So they had an amazing season. Not only are they in the playoffs, but they're, you know, number one.
And, their intro sucks.
Their intro is really awful. Embarrassing. It really is. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
Giddy up.
Right. Dr. Drew's on the program today. We're going to finally let him tell us about his stupid diet every time we have him on.
Every time. Haven't told you about this. Oh, shut up. It's really working for me. No.
comedian Bob Saget in studio.
Yes. Hey.
Love him so much. We have Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings.
Wow.
Speaking of playoffs, we have our friend Jensen Karp.
Love
so much. He has dropped the mic season 2 that's coming back. And if you haven't seen this yet, it's fantastic. It's celebrities battle rapping.
Yeah.
And they go for it, too.
Some of them come in with bars.
Yeah, true.
Like amazing, amazing rappers.
And Jensen says he can teach anyone to rap in what amount of time, Allie? Do you remember? I can teach anyone to rap in...
I don't remember.
10 minutes or something?
Oh, if that was true.
That's what he said.
Better come in 10 minutes early.
Right? Because you're going to. I'm going to. I see. Okay. Do-it-yourself braces is a thing.
Right.
And perhaps shouldn't be. And we've got your passes for Coachella Weekend 2 as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56. Hallie McKay, what's happening?
You know what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking?
What did we just play?
Killers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yesterday, playing a little Jenny.
Right.
You know where my mind goes.
Weenie Roast?
Yep.
Allie thinks every time we play a band that she likes, they must be playing Weenie Roast.
Because Allie. I latch on to right? that. We're playing them a lot now. Oh, they're going to play Weenie. And then I'm always wrong. And
I mean, you're not always. I mean, they could be. But
they just played Acoustic Christmas,
though. But we don't know.
Right.
Yeah, true. That's true.
It's not like we've had Weezer at every show and they've become the K-Rock house band.
It's pretty good.
Dad.
Right?
It's pretty good band to have as your house band.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. If we can have Weezer a ton, we can have the Killers a ton. Who's with me?
I'm with you.
I'm with you, too.
I'm 100%
I love
with
seeing
you.
Them every time I see them.
Do you think it's because I got sick on Sunday night of Acoustic
Probably.
And I didn't see them that maybe...
Yes.
I just want everyone to experience them again because I didn't.
Probably, yeah.
All right.
Those guys have been on fire. They've had a great career.
Mm-hmm.
But there was not necessarily a dip 3 years ago, but when they put out the new album, it was like, holy mackerel. A lot of people forgot just how great their live shows are.
Live shows are great.
And how many songs everyone can sing along to.
Yeah.
And Brandon
so many
Flowers
hits.
Is a front man. So Oof. Good.
Good Lord, those
I want
suits.
His clothes.
Right?
Yes.
Those suits are unreal. If anyone can
I would
pull
look
off
down
like
in
a,
his clothes.
Yeah, I was going to say, a shimmery suit, I think Stryker could pull off.
Sure.
I could not. I just
I think
would
you
like
could.
It. Thank you, Al.
I
take
could.
That as a compliment. I don't think I could, but thank you.
You could do it.
You could read my mind.
Oh, go to hell.
You're the man.
Let's just stop. You guys, I like to get some current information on for the what's happening hits.
Right.
So I'm looking up and I'm looking at United States trends and I'm like, oh, Maria and Nate, that must be like the new it couple. So I click on it. Nope. Hurricane names Harvey, Irma, Maria, and Nate are being retired by the World Meteorological Organization.
They retire names so you can no longer use them?
You can't use them
Why?
For storms because those tend to be the most destructive
right.
and devastating storms of either that year.
Right.
So you don't want to repeat them. Those names do not bear repeating.
Okay.
So those names are retired. Again, Harvey, Irma, Maria, and Nate.
Mm.
Don't go naming your storms.
Right.
Those names. All right? We all
it's
got
a good
it?
Heads up.
Thank you, you
it's
guys.
A good tip.
I know how you guys are. What should that storm be? This is great news for Kevin. Variety is reporting that Sacha Baron Cohen has been cast in a new Netflix series.
Yes, please.
He'll be an Israeli spy named Eli Cohen, who works as a spy in Syria back in the 1960s. However, this is not a comedy. It's a
How do you plan to repay the loan?
I will let you use my sister for 6 months.
I'm sorry, did you say...
I mean, it was not a choice right
Did
right
you say
then.
Not a comedy?
It is not a comedy.
What?
It is a spy drama, his first non-comedic TV role in over 10 years.
Wow.
I'm in.
Sure.
You
I love
know
it.
How
I love him.
Spy dramas.
Sure. What's your favorite Bond film?
The Pussy Goldenfinger, for sure. For years, I've been saying that's the one.
I'll have to
a lot of
that
people
one,
say, how do you start? Like, which one do you choose? What order do you go in?
Yes.
You start with that. I mean, there's no telling what else you can find
I don't
find
think
out
I
there.
Saw that. Is yeah. that the full title of it?
Yeah, Pussy Goldenfinger.
Okay, mm-hmm. yeah. All right.
Mm. Yeah, it's a hit.
Who's the villain in that one?
Well, Catwoman.
Sure.
Was there a cat? Something cat?
Catwoman, I believe, is from Batman,
yeah.
isn't it?
Sure, sure. But I thought maybe there was a cat in one of the movies. Doesn't he, like, pet a cat? Oh,
that was Dr. Evil.
Yeah, what? And that was
Yeah,
a
you're way off. That's Dr.
Cat.
Evil. The Spy Who Loved Me in Moonraker had, I think,
See?
Someone like that.
I can't even keep my spy movies
because
all
you
together
love them
because
so
I
much.
Love them so much.
Right.
Like, my brain is just...
She's never seen a Bond movie.
What?
Ever.
What? They're so good.
Ever.
All of them.
She's never seen one.
And you did a story on Daniel Craig the other day
mm-hmm.
about coming back to Bond, and
he
you love
lovely.
Him, and he's a charming man.
Lovely.
You can't sit down for 2 hours of your life and watch the man with no shirt
I
shoot
am
people?
Very busy.
Okay.
I fought bringing that up yesterday or whenever it was because I was
yeah.
like, she hasn't seen
Oh, okay.
I will.
You won't.
Nah. Some birthdays for you. Another lovely human that we love so much, Panic at the Disco singer Brendan Urie. You've got actresses Jennifer Morrison, Saoirse Ronan. Do you like that? That was
sure.
my Irish accent.
It's beautiful.
I won't do it again. Model Brooklyn Decker, actress Claire Danes, actor Ed O'Neill. By the way, black belt, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Look it up. I've interviewed the man. He is insane with the moves.
Edward O'Neill from Modern
yeah,
Family?
Yeah, he learned under the Gracies. He's wow. unbelievable. Also, happy birthday to Andy Garcia and David Letterman. And that's what's happening.
Jensen Karp joins us just after the top of the hour to talk Drop the Mic. Season 2. Very excited about that. And we've also got Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings. And then later on this morning, we've got comedian Bob Saget. You guys go to a dentist or do you do it yourselves? How does that work?
What kind of question is that?
You go to a dentist or you just take care of stuff?
Fixing my cable at home,
uh-huh.
I YouTube it.
Right, because mm-hmm. you can YouTube anything.
Speakers, mm-hmm. YouTube.
Right.
Dentistry,
mm-hmm.
I go see my guy.
You
yeah,
got a guy.
I got a guy.
Okay, yeah. the guy yeah. knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I think for
His
your
His name is
teeth.
Hans, by the way.
Hans?
Yes.
Hans.
Oh. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
It is.
For your teeth, yes?
You go to a professional. You mm-hmm. don't want someone messing around with your mouth or doing it yourself.
What?
That's insane.
Did you ever fake it when you were younger? Perhaps.
How dare you?
What do you...
Oh, yes. Okay. I will come right out with it. I never had braces, never had a retainer.
Mm-hmm.
I was jealous of people that had that. So I would make a fake little retainer out of either a paperclip,
mm-hmm.
sometimes put tin foil, or in one case, on the way to a field trip at the La Brea Tar Pits, sitting in the bus, I said to my friend Beth Perry, hey, let me try on that retainer.
Oh, no.
And she's like, absolutely. What? Yeah. So, like, fourth grade decided that was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried on her retainer, and it's fit for your own mouth. It's not for other people.
Right.
So I just jamming it up there. And then I broke her retainer. Nope. Broke her retainer, and part of the wiring came off mm-hmm. and then went right into my gum.
Oh,
so there we are on the bus. Her crying because her mom's going to be so mad about her retainer. That's going to cost a lot of money.
Sure.
And me crying because I have jammed someone else's retainer into my gums and blood is squirting out of my mouth. So, yes, I have tried it myself.
So add social media to that.
Okay.
And you have DIY dentistry.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Usher's Justin Bieber's meant to...
That's not at all what I was hoping for.
I'm like, oh, they're
wait a minute, before you
I'm
start
in.
That.
Okay. Now I'm in.
I am not that surprised. So you bring up the story.
Yes.
Recently, there are young human beings swallowing Tide packets.
Correct, mm-hmm. yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. A lot of time, there's things where you, like, try to get yourself out of breath, and you have a friend push your heart, and you get yourself knocked out. Mm-hmm. DIY dentistry, not shocked, but I do want to hear this.
Yeah. You want to hear the rap version or the news version?
How about a combo of both, please?
Dentists are warning people about an online trend that could cause your teeth to fall out.
All right. Could cause your teeth to fall out.
Okay. Well, I never wanted that.
Do-it-yourself braces are apparently gaining popularity among middle schoolers in particular. Julia Fellow is live at our digital media center this morning. And Julia, I know you spoke with some dentists who are warning parents about these videos.
Good morning to you, Vince and Susan. Yes, and it makes you just want to touch your teeth and just make sure that they're all there this morning after you see this.
Now, why does it make you want to touch your teeth and make sure they're all there? If you didn't do DIY dentistry...
A lot of times when I'm watching a news report, I'm like, do I still have all my teeth?
That's a weird thing to
what
say.
What market is this from?
I really
want
to touch my teeth. I'm not positive.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Because I just want to point out the mumble in the beginning. I'm with this. Did you hear a mumble over the two names?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just
sure.
want to point that out.
Yeah, that happens.
Children are using household items, and you can find all these videos online. They're using rubber bands to even paper clips to make their own braces.
How about that?
Okay,
you're a trendsetter.
No, I wasn't doing it to make braces. I just wanted it to look like I had braces.
Why
for,
did
like,
you want
the day.
That, though, Allie?
Because everyone had braces and a retainer, and I didn't, and I just wanted what I didn't have.
It may sound crazy because it ends up looking like this.
From fishing wire to rubber bands.
Take it.
This, by the way, is super funny because she says it ends up looking like this. And then mm-hmm. they've completely blurred out the face. Well, so what's the point? What's the point of showing it? I don't understand that.
Like this.
Paper clips to the back of earrings.
Look like this.
Children are sharing elaborate ways they are making their own braces.
You're just going to snip off all the excess.
If he just does that for an hour or more, could that move his teeth?
It will move his teeth.
All right. Now, this is where it gets important. If you're putting stuff like that on your teeth might actually move.
Right. But fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Too fast for your teeth.
Yes. Yes. It will definitely move his teeth.
Which makes Dr. Donald Gunlock with Dental Associates cringe.
Is he Dr. Gunlock?
Dr. Gunlock.
That can't be right.
I'm not positive.
It will definitely move his teeth.
Which makes Dr. Donald Gunlock with Dental Associates...
Gunlock.
Gunlock. Okay, that's better.
That's better than gum. Yeah.
Cringe.
You open up a bag of rubber bands, I guarantee you that it's very contaminated with bacteria. As soon as you cut your gums, all that bacteria is in your bloodstream.
We blurred this picture to show you what those rubber bands eventually do to your teeth.
Another completely
Again?
Blurred picture.
Really?
Yes, that you can't see what it does to your teeth. Because I assume it's gross and people don't want to see it. You know, bleeding gums and stuff. But
give them a warning and then show it.
Why show the picture and then just blur the whole thing?
Right.
What's the point of that?
Trust us when we say it damages the gums.
To the point where they can actually squeeze the tooth right out of their jaw.
How about that? It hurts your gums enough that your teeth might actually fall out.
I think I want to give, I guess it would be millennials, credit because many say they don't want to do
anything.
They're
lazy.
But now they're at home building braces.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
But they're forcing the teeth out of their mouth.
That's a good look.
Okay.
There is ligaments that hold your teeth into the bone. And when you move that tooth, you break those ligaments a little bit.
It can run up to $7,000 to replace just one tooth. The doctor's parting advice?
Don't take your medical advice from an 11-year-old.
I mean,
that's fair.
That's pretty fair,
yeah,
right? I mean,
yeah.
That seems okay.
Doctors say that usually they offer free consultations to take a look at your teeth and make sure that they're aligned. And then there are payment plans that are in place to make sure that you can do this correctly.
Is she telling us how dentistry works?
She is, yes. I'm not sure why.
And was then that you live, contact or? Your insurance if you have it. They will do what is called a copay. What is happening in that story?
She's just trying to let you know how things work.
Lord.
And everyone wants to do everything at home. I mean, we can get our food, Chow Now app, have it delivered. Sure. Know what? Now you don't have to go to the dentist. Is there a dentist app where a man or woman drives around with their little case and their laughing gas and will show up to your house and do it there?
Point, right? I don't know if that exists.
Like Heal for doctors exists.
I don't
How
know
does
if,
dentistry
if that
not?
Exists for dentistry. I don't know. But not having to go to the dentist's office would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, you're just on your recliner.
Right?
Laughing gas, watching reruns of something.
I mean, but the takeaway is...
Don't take your medical advice from an 11-year-old.
Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
How good did that sound?
Sounded great. Love it. And congratulations to Dave Krippner from Westminster. Got tickets to Back to the Beach. The weekend is April 28th and 29th. Keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. We've got Jensen Karp coming up just after the top of the hour. But first, Allie is here with What's Happening.
Guys, we've been talking about all of this Stan Lee stuff, it seems, for months. And it appears that life has gotten really dark after his wife passed away. She passed away last July, and it just seems like since then, all we hear about is, oh, somebody took, you know, $600,000, bought a condo. Oh, $1 million here is missing. Then he got pneumonia. Then he put out this video. It just seems like all of this stuff happening is just adding up, and it's very, very bad. But 2 days ago, The Hollywood Reporter put out a story, and this was the title. Stan Lee Needs a Hero, Elder Abuse Claims and a Battle Over the Aging Marvel Creator. And it's a detailed story talking about the rocky relationship with his daughter, a declaration that discusses how three men around him have very bad intentions. Then a few days after that declaration was notarized, Stan or someone said, no, forget that declaration. That's not true anymore at all. Now there's pre-approved and supervised visits with him. He no longer has the same phone number. Friends can't get a hold of him.
Wow.
Something very odd is happening. And in the Hollywood Reporter story, you tend to think that there's something really sinister. And one of the people that was mentioned is somebody named Kaya Morgan. And this morning, TMZ put out a video of Stan Lee, and he is mad, and he just wants to set the story straight.
Hi, this is Stan Lee, and I'm calling on behalf of myself and my friend, Kaya Morgan. Now, you people have been publishing the most hateful, harmful material about me and about my friend Kaya and some others. Material which is totally incorrect, totally based on slander, totally the type of thing that I'm going to sue your ass off when I get a chance. You have been accusing me and my friends of doing things that are so unrealistic or unbelievable that I don't know what to say. It's as though you suddenly have a personal vendetta against me and against the people I work with. Well, I want you to know I'm going to spend every penny I have to put a stop to this and to make you sorry that you've suddenly gone on a one-man campaign against somebody with no proof, no evidence, no anything, but you've decided that people are mistreating me and therefore you're going to publish those articles. I'm going to get the best and most expensive lawyers I can. And I want you to know, if you don't stop these articles and publish retractions, I am going to sue your ass off.
Wow.
Wow.
How old is Stan Lee, Allie? Is he in his 80s? You don't have to give me the exact...
He's in his 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in his 90s.
Yeah, I think so.
And how old is his daughter then must be up there, who
in
you mentioned
in
the story?
60s, yeah. But that video is on TMZ, copyright Kaya Morgan.
Which
so
is the
person. Guy he's talking about.
Mm.
Have you ever heard Stan Lee like that, ever?
No, I have not.
Yeah. Wow.
Who does he have other than... his daughter, I don't know if she's looking out for him. And I know that said the story says he needs his own superhero.
Yeah.
Stan, call us up, man.
Well, that's the thing. If this article is correct. He has That's people so around sad. Him keeping him from his friends, people that care about him, people that want to make sure he's safe. They can't get a hold of him. His phone number's changed. Mm. If they can go over, it's a supervised visit for him. I mean, elder abuse is very serious. It's not something you ever, ever want to mess with. But I don't know, obviously, the legalities of anything in this. But is there a conservatorship that can be put in place by a judge if there's enough evidence? But then you've got this video where seemingly is that him saying all that? Or is it the guy having him say that?
The weird thing about that video that sticks out to me is the mention of, I'm going to spend every penny and get the most expensive, like,
yeah,
you wouldn't, it just seems odd that he would word it that way.
Right.
Yeah, the whole thing is just.
Anyone in their 90s, as sharp as he has been his whole life, and still, he sounds fantastic just listening to that, you wouldn't think, but you lose a little bit as you go. He's not the same sharp guy. I hope someone can stick up for him and figure that out.
Yeah,
sad.
It is a bad situation.
That's alleged.
All alleged. Absolutely. Roseanne, once again, top in the ratings on Tuesday night this week, although not as big of a percentage as last week or the week before. It has dipped every single week, but 13.5 million viewers tuned in for the show, down about 12% from the week before, but still insane numbers. And no matter how much you guys paid for your Coachella tickets for the weekend, Cardi B paid a lot more.
How?
She told a satellite radio show that when she was booked to play the festival early last year, that was way before she got popular. So she's only making around $70,000 for each performance, which we look at that and we're like, only $70,000 for each performance. But it's going to cost her nearly $300,000 to get her stage set up, ready to go.
What?
But she sees it as a total investment. You know, obviously, since she was booked, she has just skyrocketed.
Yeah, true.
So there's no telling. But I had no idea how much bands actually had to pay to bring in all of their own stuff. And
that seems like a huge amount. But that's 70 grand, if people are listening. Smaller bands that may not get radio play, and she says herself she wasn't as big, but 70 is a lot. That's not small.
It is, but if you compare it to the 300 she has to spend to do this, you know, but I think a lot of artists do that. This is their sort of coming out, and they sort of want to make it the best they possibly can, so they may not make money on the deal.
Yeah.
And we've seen bands who have come together at Coachella not realizing how powerful it could be, and if they stink, people talk about how much you stunk. And I remember there was one band that played a few years ago. They had their comeback. Their show after that was a 10 out of 10. Their tour after that, 10 out of 10. They didn't realize how powerful those performances are there.
Yeah. True story.
All right.
True story.
Some birthdays for you. Brendan Urie, Jennifer Morrison, Saoirse Ronan, Brooklyn Decker, Claire Danes, Ed O'Neill, David Letterman, and Andy Garcia. That's what's
By the way, we're giving away tickets for Coachella Weekend 2, and we're doing it with fan songs. So you can either call with an original song that you wrote and perform it. You can do a parody. You can do a rap. Whatever you would like to do.
Yeah.
Tell us why you need to be at Coachella. We're going to do that in an hour just after 8 o'clock. Right now, Jensen Karp joins us in studio.
Hey, Jensen. Hello, friends. Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good.
Coachella fan song's not going to backfire at all on
you
guys. They're all going to be incredible.
Listen, yeah,
you're going to find the next Adele.
The worse they are, the better. So
okay,
we're good.
Fair enough. I'll allow it.
Let's talk about Drop the Mic. First of all, let's talk about James Corden.
Yes.
And how did you – I forget how you got hooked up with him originally to write these.
Well, I was a comedy – I'm a comedy writer by trade, and so I would go and do these stints on award shows and all these different and TV shows, and I would just be kind of like another face in a writer's room that just like Jewish kid in classes.
Is that soul crushing?
No,
some people hate it.
No, okay. I always appreciate it. And, and anytime you get to write jokes for a living, it's like a dream come true. Mm-hmm. And one of my stops was contributing to the James Corden show, the Late Late Show. And I had come up with this bit. I was a battle rapper in my late teens, early 20s.
Tell people about the Bigga Boys.
You did this.
Yes.
Not on the James Corden
show.
No,
in real life,
exactly.
in my early 20s, yeah. I was a rapper named Hot Carl.
Tell people about the Bigga Boys first.
I was the Power 106. If you're an LA radio nerd, nerd like Kevin and I are, you remember the Baker Boys.
Love the Baker Boys,
they
by the way.
Pioneers.
Out of Bakersfield.
That's right. They were pioneers. And they had a bit where they would have people call in and battle each other over the phone. And I ended up winning like 48 days in a row. I became a champ and signed to Interscope off of that weird
How about
radio
that?
Bit.
So cool.
When radio, like you got signed off the radio.
Yeah.
And so I recorded an album with Kanye West and Redman and Fabulous. And I became a comedy writer because it didn't do well. and so that's what happened. So I took that talent into a comedy room and came up with Drop the Mic, which is the celebrities rap battling against James Corden. So we had Anne Hathaway, David Schwimmer. We had Usain Bolt, Kevin Hart. We had all these people come through, and TBS had seen the bit. And because of things like Carpool Karaoke and things blowing up, we got our own TV show, TBS.
Now, nice. Were you surprised the first when you brought it up that these celebrities would come in and do it? Because they're pretty big celebrities to be rapping.
Yeah, kind of. I had just come off the MTV Movie Awards where I convinced The Rock and Kevin Hart to kind of rap and do a bit.
Right.
And so I saw that they did it really well, and I knew I could teach almost anyone to rap.
In what amount of time? Because you said this before.
3 hours.
3 hours. I thought it was 10 minutes.
Give me 2 hours total, mm-hmm. and 3 hours maybe I send you a reference track and you listen for an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who has been the most shocking to you? That they just came in, you had no idea, then you're like, you've got bars.
Like, I had no idea. I think first season we had Kenny G versus Richard Marx.
Mm-hmm. I love Kenny G's bars or lyrics when he's
incredible.
So good. Get on the knees. It's,
yeah.
That's
and
so
he
good.
Wrote that. Yeah. Which is even crazy.
He wrote it.
He wrote certain lines in it, and that's one of them that he wrote. And I just became obsessed with both of them. Like, they both knew cadence. They both understood hip-hop. We had on... We have a new season 2 starting on Sunday, and one of the battles I think in episode 2 is John Cryer versus Molly Ringwald, which is insane, right?
Allie McKay,
oh my god, it's the craziest battle.
That's fantastic.
And so Molly and I are going back and forth, sending emails and talking about lyrics. And her third email to me, she just writes, "You know, I'm thinking in the second verse I could do more of like a double rhyme, like what Big Sean is doing." And I wrote back to her and I was like, "Why does Molly Ringwald know what Big Sean is doing?"
That's awesome.
That must make you so happy.
Yeah, I was thrilled. And she was right. I was like, yeah, let's do some Big Sean stuff. And so when you see her battle, you'll hear some double rhymes that are purely because she's a Big Sean
fan. Wow. Has there been a celebrity that has come through that you can't teach to rap in 3 hours?
Does he play for the Patriots?
Yeah. Rob Gronkowski was so bad at rapping that we had to have him do it a cappella. And he got destroyed by Gina Rodriguez. But he was still fun. And also, I learned quickly, people like seeing it when you get blown out of the water.
Oh, sure.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
But the Gronk, I'm still not sure he can read. So there might be a larger problem.
Sorry, go ahead.
Does every artist or actor or athlete, when they come in, is it the same beat that they're doing it over?
So we do it with a beatbox, a guy named Josh, Joshua Silverstein. He has been doing it since the Late Late Show. And he is so talented and so good. And he can kind of run and stop and move with the beatbox.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With the rappers. And so, yeah, it's an easy, you know, we don't want people to get stuck on the beat. And so that's an easy way to sort of let them lay out the punchline or whatever. Yeah.
Got it.
I want to play some highlights from season 1 because I loved it so much. Tell us about Usher and Anthony Anderson.
Well, Usher is someone I figured you didn't want to be up against.
That's what I would think, too.
Yeah. You'd want Gronk.
Right.
Yeah. It's a hard situation. Usher did the show. It's some inside baseball talk. He did the show right before a lot of news hit.
Oh, okay.
About his personal life.
Right.
So I'm not sure we would have got these things through had that news hit. But Anthony held his own. He actually has one of my favorite verses of the season. But they're both really good. This is a really good one.
Here's Anthony Anderson.
Usher's Justin Bieber's mentor since he was 8. Ooh, Usher, that looks like it's going great. You think you got me beat? Come on now, really? You need Pepto because your ass couldn't even handle chili. Usher accidentally Snapchatted his penis, but half the women in Atlanta said, I've already seen this. And the shame of that mistake, Usher, you gotta wear it and embrace that your looks like a burnt baby carrot.
I mean, honestly, I'm really surprised, maybe most, that they're so willing to really go after each other and take it and be fine with it, have a sense of humor about yourself.
Yeah, we had Halle Berry on season 1. And
I've got that next.
Yeah, and I talked to her on the phone, and it was like, so can we talk? And it was just like a question where I was like, so are we allowed to talk about the DUI or the divorces? And she was like, the divorces. I was like, that's a fair trade.
Wow.
And so we talked about the divorces. People need to have a sense of humor in life, let alone on our show.
Agreed, yeah.
And I think we make them look more human.
So this is James Corden rapping to Halle Berry.
Halle is a
classic. This whole thing's tragic. You're just Viola Davis, but not as charismatic. Sure, you won an Oscar, but I question the voters. I use my Gothica DVD as a drink coaster. Yes, you were best actress, but that was past tense. Unless it was for pretending Cloud Atlas made sense. 2008, you were sexiest woman alive. Was that a moment when Beyonce briefly died?
Oh, my God. I can totally hear what you're saying about the beatboxer waiting for them to deliver the punchline.
That's the dream.
And then coming back in.
Yeah. And in 2018, actual battle rap is a cappella.
Right.
So it's become more of a joke performance, and we kind of mix the two worlds, which is you can lay it out and deliver your punchline, and you can stay on beat.
All right. So the last clip that I have from season one is Randall Park versus James Vanderbeek.
And I know Randall for years.
Yeah.
I know he's a rapper. He was in a rap group in the 90s, late 90s. But people mostly know him as like this mild-mannered Asian dad
right.
from television.
From Fresh Off the Boat.
That's right. And he is a beast. And and my favorite line, and everyone who works on the show's favorite line of the season, is the first line from this verse. He goes up against Dawson from Dawson's Creek, and this first line he walked in with. He was like, this is how I want to start.
Sorry.
This is how I want to start it.
Okay. Rewind it just a bit. Okay.
I'm an Asian man excelling in a white man's industry. You're a white man in a white man industry failing miserably. How's that even possible? You're so damn right. Favorite flavor, pumpkin spice, eating kale every night. You probably think Uggs look nice. You know that I'm right. I bet you like La La Land way better than Moonlight. So maybe Holmes quit because you know that you're pissed. I'm going to be like Katie Holmes and act like you don't exist.
You can hear the styles of the different celebrities in terms of Rhyme, slow rhyme. Like these, everyone on here is so good.
It's very crazy. And this season we have, it starts this Sunday, April 15th on TBS at 10:30. And this season, these are some, I mean, I feel like this is the first time I get to say some of these.
All right, we'll talk about that next. Season two, we're going to talk about next. It's again, Sunday night, 10:30 on TBS. It's called Drop the Mic Season 2, and we'll be right back. Jensen Karp is in studio with
Hello.
Us. He's the executive producer of Drop the Mic. He's also a Kevin and Bean hip hop correspondent and Kevin and Bean beef correspondent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I take both those titles very serious. The beef one probably a little more just because it makes me sound sexy.
You love when that happens.
Oh,
when
my God.
When people start beefing on Twitter, you're so happy.
Oh, rap beef, Twitter beef, any beef, I'm there. I am the least vegetarian person you know. I'm ready for it, guys. Any beef in hip-hop.
All right, so season two for Drop the Mic comes back Sunday night, 10:30 on TBS. Tell us some of the people that are going to be on this here.
Well, I'm very excited to tell you that our debut, which is this Sunday, is Shaquille O'Neal versus Ken Jeong.
Oh,
wow.
Well, that seems like a mismatch.
It's almost like the new twins. And
Shaq can rap. What was the rap group he
Shaq
performed with in the 90s?
Fushnikins.
Yeah, the Fushnikins.
Yeah. Well, he's
right.
a multi-platinum artist. He's
Take
signed
it easy.
Millions of records.
He's a good rapper. He was great.
Is he a good rapper?
Did stuff with the Fushnikins.
I'm a huge Shaq fan rapping.
You are.
I really am. He had a song with RZA and Method Man called No Hooks that I still listen to in my iPhone. But Ken brings, you'll see. It's a much more even battle than you'd think.
Wow.
And then our second battle, which I should probably leave room on my nightstand for the Emmy, is Jerry Springer versus Ricky Lake.
Oh,
what?
That sounds great.
And it's not a car crash at all. Like, it's actually pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, you're gonna like it. Shawn Mendes versus Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, my.
Which is for the teens and the football fans.
Wow, that's awesome.
Molly Ringwald versus John Cryer, I told you.
Seriously, give me the date because I'm circling that on
That's
my
our second episode.
You know what? You can just watch the series and then you can see it.
But
yeah,
I
DVR it. And then, you don't pick and choose, Allie. Seems mean. Because then you would miss Seth Rogen versus Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Which is an incredible battle.
On.
That's great.
Really good. We have Terry Crews versus Luis Fonsi, who did Despacito.
Yeah.
We have Darren Criss, who played Gianni Versace's murderer.
And mm-hmm. the Gleek It.
And
yeah.
the Gleek It. He goes up against Gaten Matarazzo, the boy
no,
from
Dustin!
Stranger Things.
Yeah. Whoa.
He's just a boy, I kept yelling. but boy, do we go at him. We have, this is the one for reals I'll win my Peabody for.
Okay.
Okay.
Now it's a Peabody?
Yeah, I'm
going to
win both.
For
both.
The Emmy,
both.
Yeah.
Right. Shaggy the Musician.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm in.
Versus Matthew Lillard, Shaggy the Actor.
Yes.
And it's Shaggy versus
big.
Shaggy. And I can retire, right? Yeah, thank you.
That is awesome.
I can call it a day. James Corden versus Dr. Phil.
Oh, can't wait.
That happens. Luis Guzman versus Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias.
Oh, yeah.
Love Fluffy.
Charlie XCX versus Tove Lo. We have the WWE female superstars versus the women of Glow Wrestling from Netflix.
Who came up with that one?
Glow versus Pro? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who would come up with Glow versus Pro.
Jensen.
But this is, I mean, those are just a handful of them, and they're good all season long. I promise, we are shocked at the quality in which they I thought we'd have way more car crashes. There's none in the first 10, so you'll love it.
Did you ever think it's going to get to the point where you're turning people away for this show?
Yeah, which we kind of fell into this season. It's like people also, like, if I was like on TV all the time and someone was like, there's a rap battle show, I'd be like, please! Like, yes. I know I'm good at it. Right. Like, I'd be like, that's what I do! So we had a couple of those. And you'll see some pop up. Like I said, we meld the worlds of OBJ versus Shawn Mendes, but then we have nostalgic stuff. Like another battle is Jody Sweetin from Full House versus Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. And again, you're going to be shocked at something from that. Like, there is a very good rapper in that battle.
There's a very good rapper.
Is there any mention?
Well, that's a singular one.
Yeah. Yes. Well, they're both good. But there's someone who could put out a mixtape tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And won't, thank God. But but if they wanted to, they could.
Yeah. Does Jody mention Mark McGrath's blonde tips in the 90s in her rap?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Also, I think one line in it.
And I had them too, by the way, so I'm not ragging
on
it.
Please, we all had them. I just didn't. I was lucky enough to not do the puka shells.
Allie, puka shells?
Yeah, I did a throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Puka shell necklace and bracelet at my prom.
Wow.
At the prom.
At the prom.
Good,
really dressing it up.
Yeah. That's pretty. What was the influence on that? Like, what is.
I was a like hippie beach girl, and I was like, listen, I just want to feel like I'm on the sand.
Puka shells are one of those weird, like, middle grounds for surfers and total douches.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
it's weird that you can find both.
Some people can totally pull it off, and the people that can't really, really can't.
I feel like I nailed both sides of the coin.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats. He gets roasted pretty hard. I think also we do the, like, the line of, you're at more state fairs than funnel cakes. I'm very proud of. Yeah, we get him pretty good.
Are there any super lopsided battles where somebody just clearly destroys the other person?
Yeah, first season we had the Gronk one, but then we also had Vanessa Hudgens, who you assume is musical because of High School Musical.
Of course.
And she goes up against Michael Bennett.
From
who's amazing. UCM Seahawks, now I think just got put somewhere else. But he's an amazing dude, and I love him, and he was great, but he knew as soon as he went out there that he's been mismatched. So he just sort of had fun with it, but she came out guns blazing. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, season two, how many episodes?
We do 10. We film more. It's very weird how TV works, but this is considered 2A. So we're supposed to be coming back for 2B in season two. So I think this is the 10 episodes, 20 battles.
Oh, sounds fantastic. Drop the mic. Season two premieres this Sunday at 10:30 on TBS, and it's still hosted by Method Man and Haley?
Yeah, Method Man and now the very famous Haley Baldwin. When we hired her, she was just sort of an up-and-coming model, and now she barely talks to us. It's awesome.
But she still hosts the show, so that's great.
Yeah, she's still in the mix.
So
still
check that out. Jensen, always appreciate you coming in.
Yes.
Appreciate your time.
Thank
you. If you'd like to follow Jensen, you can follow him on Twitter at JensenClan88.
It's with a C because I'm not racist.
Right. Thanks for coming in.
Greatest left wing in the history of the league,
Luke Robitaille.
Luke Robitaille.
I remember playing my first game at the LA Forum thinking, man, this is it. I made it.
Unbelievable shot.
Robitaille shoots. He scores!
He scores, and that's what he's done for 17 years.
And Robitaille again. He scores! Luke Robitaille!
Luke Robitaille just caught the goaltender sleeping.
My name is Luke Robitaille.
And I'm on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Luke.
Hey, how are you?
We are good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Would have been better had the game gone differently last night, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah, we would have liked to get a couple goals, that's for sure. But I think we played a good game.
I do, too. You know. It seems like that game, because it's a game of inches, it seems like that game could have easily been 5 or 6 goals.
Yeah, we had our chances, and for some reason they didn't go in last night. But I liked that, to me, we dictated the way to play the game, and I liked it. Obviously, Jonathan Quick was phenomenal, and you know, we just got to do more of the same. Probably shoot more.
Right.
Just make sure you take every extra puck at the net. And, you know, looking forward to play tomorrow, too. I wish the game was today.
Yeah, I'm sure. as a guy who's paying close attention to the actual hockey in a game, did you notice the goofy opening that they had? Where they had like a Renaissance fair going on and a knight was out there and it was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I know you can't say that, but I'm saying that.
they certainly, what could you call it? They Vegas it.
They do Vegas.
They do Vegas it up. Hey, Luke, you might not know this, but they took a shot of you. I don't know if you were in a suite or what, but you were fist pumping and you had a big old turkey leg. It looked like you were into it.
Was that really?
No, Luke.
I mean, you should know, no.
It looks like I blacked out, really.
I got to wash myself.
I mean, that is true. You sort of have to wash yourself at all times because the camera's on you. Tell me, I know the playoffs are completely different because during the season, you never play the same team twice in a row, let alone seven times in a row. How much does a series change with each game?
Well, it changed because what happens is you really start knowing each other. Every day it's like a real grind. So it's, that's why I think I like the way we played yesterday because it's the type of game that if you keep doing it over and over, you know, you're going to get rewarded for it. When you only play each other every month or every 2 months, you know, you don't see each other that much. So it's not the same. So as you play like this every game, you remember every hit. You remember everything that happened during the game, too. And sometimes the hit gets harder as the game goes because you remember a guy that went out of his way to hit you and so forth. So, it definitely becomes like every little battle is part of that the big war.
It does seem like they were targeting Drew Doughty for a while. I mean, they were all trying to hit Drew.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's the best defenseman in the NHL. So every team targets him every night. You know, they caught him a few times, but he gave his shot back, and our guys gave their shots back. And, you know, he's like, when you have a player at the level of Drew Doughty, the other teams will go for it every night. You know, I mean, that's sure. It's part of the speech before every game. The coach will say, you got to finish him because he's going to play 30 minutes. He's on ice for every big situation. So, but that's the kind of player Drew is. Like, he takes and just keeps on going.
Luke, you guys are in Vegas, and obviously you're a former player, and it's playoffs, and I know the team is serious, but as an executive, on the scale of 1 to 10, the fear that the team is in Vegas, that one guy just may get lured to that Wheel of Fortune slot machine or Crazy Horse 3 at midnight, is that in your mind at all? Like, damn, I wish we were in a different city.
It's funny. It's like the fourth time I hear it, and I'm going to give the same message I'm giving. I go, if we're going to have to watch a guy, or if a guy goes to it, he just shouldn't play for the Kings. He could go play another sport or another team.
If he's not focused enough, right?
We're not worried about any of our guys. They know what's at stake. They know what's important. You know, our guys are going to dinner, and then they're going right back to their room. It's hard because if you're an athlete and you're a professional athlete and you're doing this, you're not going to be a professional athlete for much longer.
Are the players worried about Luc Robitaille at midnight? Playing poker, craps.
By the time they open up the late table, I'm in bed.
Well, like we say, it's a 7-game series. Game 2 is tomorrow in Las Vegas. Game 3 is back home at Staples Center on Sunday, and we have a pair of tickets for that game.
Thank you so much.
Not for you, but for the listeners. If you would like
to go,
I felt really good about it.
If you'd like to see Game 3, it's the first home playoff game this year for the Kings. You can call 1-800-520-1067. If you're caller 20, you will win those tickets. And trust me when I tell you, playoff hockey is the best.
Yes, it is.
There's nothing better. Luke, we appreciate your time. We're looking for better things, a different outcome for tomorrow night. And thanks for calling. We always appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Great to hear from you, and we're looking forward to playing tomorrow.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52. Comedian Bob Saget joins us next hour, but just after the top of the hour, we're giving away tickets for Weekend 2 of Coachella, and we're doing that with fan songs.
What is that?
It's the listeners come up with a song to tell us why they need to win these tickets and be at Coachella. And it can be a parody of an existing song. It can be an original. It can be a rap. It can be anything they want it to be.
How long does it have to be?
No limit.
Okay.
Most of them are about 30 seconds, 40 seconds or something like that.
So no Freebird length of a parody song.
No, we'll have to cut you off then. But call now, 1-800-520-1067, and we'll play that game just after the top of the hour. What's happening, Allie?
Well, I mean, a huge congrats in order for Dave in the other room, the King of Mexico.
Oh, no.
The Bravo Network has announced renewals for Vanderpump Rules, Shots of Sunset,
What's Up,
and The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Beverly Hills, Orange County, New York, New Jersey, Dallas, and the Potomac.
What's up?
What? Is that real?
I didn't know there were that many.
The Potomac?
Where is that?
Like,
Michigan?
Michigan-ish, right?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay. And they have also renewed the late night talk show Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen and Top Chef as well. They said the network would be expanding to 7 nights a week of original programming beginning this fall. And they announced, here's the thing that made me go, wait, what? They also announced 10 new series, 5 in which the stars make over people's homes. That just seems like 5 shows.
5 different shows?
Yes. All right. I need to talk to Dave about these Real Housewives of Potomac.
What's up?
I'm bummed there's no mention of the real estate show. I love Million Dollar. What's it called?
Million Dollar Listing.
Los Angeles. That one I watch.
Is that the one with the Joshes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Josh
Maybe
Flagg.
I do watch
then
reality
you got,
TV.
Then you got the two British guys who I like very much.
All right.
Who work at the agency.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I like it.
All right.
I want that one renewed. That's the one show I watch on that network.
What's the point of this story?
I will look into that and see if it was indeed renewed as well.
2 feet to your right. Let me know.
Okay. However, don't get excited to see Amber Rose on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen ever again. He told E! News that she refused to answer any of his shady questions about the Kardashians or Kanye West, and he said to her face that she could be one of the worst guests in the show's history.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Andy. She wouldn't answer your shady questions about her ex and his new family?
I mean, he...
I say kudos Amber Rose on that.
But he really gets people to answer those questions, for the most part.
Yeah, he does get you a little liquored up.
Yeah.
And maybe you know what you're in for going in.
It's sort of his thing, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I had to laugh at that. Speaking of Dave, the King of Mexico, he puts this down on my desk upset. It is an article. Here is the title. Heinz combines ketchup and mayonnaise to make mayo chup for some reason.
That's the worst idea ever.
So the article says, do you find yourself exhausted from constantly having to open up multiple condiment bottles so you can combine them? You losing your mind having to wash all those knives? No, nobody is losing their mind.
This is a false problem.
Yes. So here's the thing. They have combined mayonnaise and ketchup to make mayo chup, which is the worst name.
It's not a good name.
Ever. It should be like ketcho, right?
Yeah.
Or something. But here's
Mayo
the
catch.
Thing. I worked in Utah. I did news in Utah. And one of the first times I went out with my new coworkers, we went, got burgers, fries, everything. And the woman said, oh, the fry sauce is on the table.
The
fry sauce? I believe we call that ketchup, lady. Like, what the hell? No, no. Fry sauce was invented in Utah, and it's basically mayo and ketchup, and then they'll put in a little onion powder or whatnot. It's a delicacy. It is the greatest thing, and if you have never had fry sauce, I will tell you right now, it will change the way you eat French fries.
If you if you've seen Step Brothers, they call it fancy sauce.
Fancy sauce, yeah. Fry sauce is it's a known thing.
In Fast Times at Ridgemont High, what's your secret sauce at All-American Burger? Ketchup and mayonnaise. What's yours? Same thing. It's been going on for a long time.
Right. So,
why are you bad, America?
What I'm saying is we've known about this forever, but thank you, Heinz, for making it now so easy for us.
They're just trying to make everything easy for everybody. I said it. No one ever wants to leave the house. We can't even squeeze 2 condiment things.
I mean, it doesn't seem that difficult.
No.
It really isn't. It really isn't. But you know what? They also sell just fry sauce, so you can buy that.
Sure.
It's so good, you guys.
Good for you, too. It's healthy for you.
really a healthy thing.
What?
Did you know that?
What is?
Mayonnaise and ketchup?
No, it's, mayonnaise is terrible for you.
Oh, it is?
Isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I would assume like high in cholesterol.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I thought you were serious too. I'm
no,
like,
no, no,
where
no.
Where are you getting your dietary facts from? Okay. So you aren't serious.
I am not. And I'm going to ask Dr. Drew about that to confirm later.
That's such a big liar.
This is kind of sad news that, if it's true, one of Hollywood's longest bromances could have come to a tragic end. Sources tell Radar Online that Matt Damon's wife, Luciana, does not want her husband hanging out with Ben Affleck. Particularly after his shenanigans with the family nanny, his friendship with Harvey Weinstein. When all that came to light, word is they're still very close with Jennifer Garner. But Matt's better half has, quote, banned Ben from their lives. That happens. That happens in relationships. Your wife says, I don't want you hanging out with that person. Do you sneak your friendship? Or do you just say, all right, that's over. It's done.
What you say is this. Mm-hmm. Honey, I am not that person. Just because he has done some shady things or things that may not be great, it doesn't mean I'm going to do it. We have been friends since 12 years old.
Right.
We wrote an Oscar. We came up together. If he wants to go to Hamburger Hamlet with me, I'm going with him.
Do they go to Hamburger Hamlet?
I don't know, but I like that place very much.
I do, too.
Shout out the Hamlet. I haven't been in 10 years, but
I
still
like that
place.
Is it still there, the one on the corner of Doheny and
Sunset? No, it's not there.
Oh,
no, they changed it. But the point is, that's the line to give if anyone is trying to tell you don't hang out with your friend. I'm not that person. Move on.
Okay. All right. What if then your wife says, you hang out with them and I'm withholding sex?
Well, then you say, okay, I'll never see that person again.
That was real easy, Stryker. Real easy.
Sex is everything. You want me to walk over hot coals for 2 miles? I am Ian. I'm doing it.
It's happening right now.
Wouldn't you, Kevin? Wouldn't you walk if someone says?
Of course,
says,
yes, of
yes.
course.
Okay, thank you.
No right. question.
That's what that
All
means.
Guys. Yeah, there's no question.
I just want to move on a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Some birthdays for you. Brendan Urie, Jennifer Morrison, Saoirse Sharonan, Brooklyn Decker, Claire Danes, Ed O'Neill. Again, look into it. Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt he learned under the Gracies.
It's true, but he just so doesn't look like it.
I know, but I'm telling you, and that might be the greatest thing in the world. You don't think Ed O'Neill is going to get you in a lock and just take you down.
Right.
I did a segment with Ed, and he is amazing.
He's a black belt, for real.
He is a black belt.
That's insane.
So cool. Andy Garcia, David Letterman, happy birthday. That's what's happening.
Comedian Bob Saget joins us in a few minutes, but right now we're giving away tickets for weekend 2 of Coachella, and we're doing it with Coachella fan songs.
Coachella fan songs. Coachella fan songs. Coachella fan songs is on. Drugs. Coachella fan songs. Coachella fan songs. Coachella fan songs is on. More drugs. Coachella fan songs. Coachella fan songs. Coachella fan songs is on. And there's music too.
All right, we're going to take your calls. As usual, if there's a standout winner, we'll give them tickets. If not, it'll be a drawing. So everybody hold on after after you do your thing. Let's start with Trevor in Palms in La Brea. Hi.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Trevor?
Hey, not much. Ready.
All right, what song are you going to do?
This is my own little creation.
All right, an original.
Especially for Allie, yeah.
All right, a Trevor original for Allie. Here we go.
Okay.
All right, cool. Here we go. Coachella, Allie, this is for you. Can I make you moist? Don't you want to get moist? So moist, moist, moist. Now you have the choice to give me Coachella tickets.
Come on, how great is that?
With the guitar.
I got the kids.
With the guitar.
I hate that word.
You
so
love that
much.
Word so much. But Coachella fan songs is on. Nicely done, Trevor. Hold on.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow. Used the opportunity to take you down. That was awesome.
Yeah, he did.
All right, let's go to Austin in San Fernando. Hi. Hello. Hello, going once, going twice.
Hey, Kevin and
Dean.
Oh,
there you are. Oh. All right.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
We're doing...
Coachella fan songs is on.
All right, what song are you going to do?
It's my own little remix as well, sir.
All right, here we go, an original from Austin.
All right, me and my sweetheart on the road to NDO to hang out with the K-Rock crew at the Coachella show to see Eminem bust his finest flow in a perfect circle, the war on drugs. I got the jitterbugs putting out the bars so I could get to see the stars.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad. Right.
That's not bad at all. That's cool. Nicely done.
Yeah. Well, and he works a lot of band names in there. It's pretty good.
Nicely done. All right, let's go to George in Koreatown. Hi, George.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. Hey, how's it going, guys? All right, here's my quick little freestyle that I made up.
All right, here's George.
So I want to go to Chella, so I'm going to freestyle this acapella like Biggie or Pac, but I'm excited to see Eminem, so I will lose myself within the music. Watch his hips are dressed like they're useless for Instagram likes. I just want to be the next crowd-surfing Coachella fan as I rage for my age, drink an expensive tall can till I faint and end up in a meta tank. To wake up to the music that moves me, the Kevin and Bean show is what motivates me to act like the crazy cool kid. So please help the struggling non-musician make it to India to fist pump like the cheap-ass Jersey Shore Greedos.
Wow.
This is exceeding all my expectations on how good the listeners are.
Right?
Coachella fan songs is on.
All right, let's go to Blue from Los Angeles. Hi, Blue.
Hi.
All right,
can you hear me?
Yes, we can. All right, you got to do it.
I apologize in advance if I break anyone's ears. I can't sing. So
okay, no worries. Go ahead.
It's a parody of Wild Things. Okay, so okay.
A prodigy?
A parody.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
No worries.
Second to Coachella, I've never been before. I really want to go and see Portugal. So I'm singing on the radio to win these tickets to Chicago and Cali Uchis. So, hey, what do you say? You forget all those other contestants so I can dance to Odessa and Haley Kiyoko in Indio.
Blue, your voice is great.
It is uniquely great.
You can see.
Yeah, you really can. And I'm not BSing.
Thank you.
Nicely
Thank
done. You. Hold on, please. Fan songs
is on. And her name is Blue.
It's a cute voice, wasn't it?
I mean,
like a good voice, a good, cute, singing voice.
Right? What
Let's go to Whittier and say good morning to Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hey, good morning, party people.
Good morning. What are you going to do for us today?
I got a little parody today.
All right. Here's Josh.
All right. All right, here it goes.
For a friend and myself, tickets will be offered now for that friend and myself. Cause this music is all that I need. Never been on Coachella field. Ooh, may I get Coachella tickets now? Listening to Kevin Bean since 96 now. My song is over and now, but I'm asking still. May I win these tickets, please?
I mean, come on. Yeah. That was pretty strong as well.
Wow, what were you sitting on? That was incredible.
Hold on, Josh. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Sherry in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. What song are you going to do for us?
I'm just going to make up one because I just had my tooth pulled, so I really can't sing any song, but I'm just going to make up as I can.
All right.
Okay. I really want to go to Coachella with my friend. My friend's here from Texas. What a fun time it would be. I need a break from the kids. And Allie B, my friend will make you some moist cupcakes.
With you, people. Sherry, I was with you until the moist. Coachella fan
songs is on. All right, we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Let's go to Julia in Long Beach. Hi, Julia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What song are you going to do for us?
So I will be doing my own spin on Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card.
Okay. Yes, of course. All right. Here's Julia.
Here it goes. There's a place called Coachella Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sipping all day, staying up all night. Dun, 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 dun. Staying up all night. Night, dun, 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 dun. If I could find you now, things would get better. We could leave this town and go to Coachella. Let your waves crash down on me.
We're going to have to.
And take me away, yeah.
All right.
That was the extended version. That was pretty good, though, Julia.
Sorry.
No worries.
Hold on.
No worries. Thank you. Make sure you remember me. All right. Do we have a clear favorite? I do.
I do, too. Should we...
Don't say it yet, though.
Let's all say it at the same time on the count of three.
Are we saying the name or the number?
Before you, I know who you guys are going to choose. If any of us did the Portugal the Man, it would sound good. That's who you're voting for, right?
That's not who I'm voting for.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, on the count of three.
Okay, hold on.
Now, if we don't all three agree, we do a drawing.
Only two out of the three have to agree.
Okay. All right.
Fine.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
All right, ready?
Yeah. One, two, three.
Trevor. All right.
Trevor.
How about that? Congratulations.
Did you hang up on him?
No. Oh. I just said congratulations. That's why I stopped. Congratulations, Trevor.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I won.
You won, man.
Awful, Trevor. Congrats.
Thanks for playing the game. Coachella Fan Zones is on drugs. Bob Saget is here, you guys. Yay! How about that?
I get excited just now. And the listeners can't see this, but when you say it's 23 minutes after, I saw you look at the clock.
I did.
So I liked it. You can read.
You just think I had that in my mind?
No, you could.
My mind better than that.
I do. I do. I've been inside your mind, but you looked at the clock, which means you can still tell time.
Thank you. I'm proud of that.
And
you
wear shorts, and I like that.
I wish I did.
What is it? The ankles don't get cold in the winter. You're in 27 degree weather. The ankles don't get cold.
No, that's true. They don't.
Well, my ankles are like bird legs, and they have no hair on them.
As long as your feet are warm and your hands are warm, you don't get cold.
Well, it's not ankles. I wear socks. I get cold, but your thighs, your calves,
not really.
But they're you don't have real meaty ones either.
I'm
not putting you down, but if I was a cannibal, you wouldn't be the first person. If it was the flight from Alive and we were in the Andes,
right?
You would pass me by first. Well, you're a friend, first of all.
Okay.
I mean, it took 12 years to get your phone number.
Oh, it changed since then.
It changed yesterday, I think, when I called you and said, "Want to go to dinner?" And you went, "Yeah, sure." Then you hid the bird behind your hand.
That happened, yeah. I was watching your stand-up special, 0 to 60.
I love you. Oh, wait, you haven't told me. It's horrible.
And Bob Saget said these words pretty much. He agrees with me.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
I've said that for my whole life.
That is not
and
my
Bob
voice.
Bob Saget on stage said, I don't watch the news.
Your voice in a recording is so different.
Well, what happened was
I was holding my groin really hard and it twists and gets helium. I'm having trouble. And I tried to watch it last night, so I wanted to relax. So I put on one of the Avengers movies.
Jeez.
Let's watch cities get blown apart. That's more relaxing than the news. Because I can't keep up with who's getting fired and who's not. And it's just...
It is super depressing these days.
It is unbelievable because it's so incredibly... Every 2 seconds there's a change of attitude. And someone listens to the last person they talk to, and that's what they tell the press. So it's nice that you do this. Because I listen to this, and I feel good. And I'm not up early that often.
I get up
around 5 p.m. I'm the undead. I go out and suck blood and then go to bed.
Everybody that could get up at 5 p.m. does and would.
Well, if you can.
Sure.
If you do the nighttime shift.
Most people do 11 a.m., noon. So that we're done with our show by the time they get up.
I'm more normal now since I have a fiance and we live together.
Normal.
Well, I like to run around twitching doing lines from Rain Man. I like to juggle soft-boiled eggs. I don't know. I have a wonderful woman in my life.
Fiance.
Yes. If I could just keep her not from running away. But she,
how's
she,
that going?
Really good. You want video?
Sure.
Oh, wow.
No, it's going good.
Holding onto her ankles while she tries
chained
to run?
Up?
Well, her ankles are freezing because she goes out outside at night and the ankles are the first thing that are cold. I believe in chia ankles. You want to get like some kind of, look, have no, wax everything, but just let the hair around your ankle grow.
Do you have ankle hair?
I don't. But
I don't either.
But you know you could get implants.
Yeah.
I'm going to get ankle plugs. And that won't be noticeable.
Not at all.
That won't be weird.
It's a good look.
But we gotta go on this double date that you keep canceling.
I'd love to. You're talking to Kevin?
No, I was actually talking to you, Stryker. I actually want to go with you and Kevin, and we'll find some small, like a Brad Williams type.
And, we're just filling out the seating with small people?
And I heard, yeah, why not?
Okay.
I mean, and get a cannon, catapult them somewhere. and I wouldn't joke about it, except this poor guy does the jokes before you get a chance
that's
to.
That's true. That is very true.
I heard April Foolishness went great.
It was
congratulations.
Great.
I'm sorry I couldn't be there. I wasn't asked, and I didn't volunteer.
Well, we do try to change it up each year, and we don't want to take advantage of friends too much. So,
well, you don't, because you cancel on dinner. I don't know if that's a friend.
Sometimes I'm busy.
No, it's you know, really personal.
Sometimes I'm busy.
Well, he's got to go out and buy the plethora of shorts that he wears.
Mm-hmm.
How many shorts do you buy?
Which are all the same. When I find a pair I like, this is true, I go online and I order like 8 pair.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all online.
7 of them are black.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then one other pair that's not black that I hate, never wear because I like the black ones.
So you pretty much shop like an elderly person in an old age home.
Yes.
You can say, oh, my stretch pants come soon.
I mean, you go into a store, they're not exactly stocking stuff that I like. So.
Not only that, you don't want to try on stretchy shorts in a store because someone else had them
that's
on.
That's true, yeah.
So there's a you know, some kind of from under cheese.
So that's what I...
What? You don't have to bleep that.
Nope.
You know, it used to be called the dump button, but I think they should bleep the words dump button. Dump button is when you say something bad on radio, right?
Yes.
You have to bleep it.
You have to get out of
the... I think earlier...
It's on delay. So
during, it's on delay, but I was in my car, and during Drop the Mic, I believe something got through.
Is that right?
I think so. I think there was a...
I don't think so.
Really? Because I like to... Okay. I'll listen to this on the replant.
I don't think so.
No, because you do have amazing ears.
Attention. Thank you.
Beautiful
They're
nose
huge.
And lovely nostrils and your lips I've never looked at. But I love
They're supple as well.
I know that. But I've
I
never,
just use the word supple.
No, I've never looked at them, but they are supple.
Stryker, you wanted to ask Bob a question?
Yeah, I want to ask Bob a few questions.
Okay.
The first one, you know, when you meet a celebrity for the first time, if the celebrity is really nice, you remember that for life. You're like, wow, when I met so-and-so, and you tell that story for years. Bob, you've been in
all
my
right.
mind.
Hold on. We need to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Bob,
I was just getting worried.
Here comes a compliment about how nice you were years ago.
No,
I'm sorry, we got to go to commercial.
Got to take a break. When we come back, you can ask your question about meeting Bob for the first time.
Okay.
All right.
That song will never get old. I would walk down the aisle to that song.
Agreed.
In board shorts with
hairy
ankles.
Well, you're getting married soon. You can do it.
Yeah, this year I will be a married man. I haven't been married for 22 years.
Wow.
So that's
it. Someone
that
finally
was the
said
age.
Yes.
Yes, it was unbelievable. I put her on truth serum, and then, but before that I had played a tape telling her how great I was.
So it's this year, so when?
I can't really say.
Oh, okay.
But you've had a hell of a ride in between the two marriages, Bob.
I have
a very
that's a really
fun...
nice way to look, and very misogynistic, very good in this culture right now to say you
what?
Had a hell of a ride.
No, I mean, you've been running around,
no,
working.
No, I know. I thought you had people that I rode.
No. All right, Bob, listen, so
I have been
a huge
drink.
Fan
You're
of
a pony.
You.
Go ahead.
And,
yes.
and I was so excited to
oh,
meet
I'm sorry.
You.
You're going to compliment me,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
But we have to go to commercial.
How do you know it's a compliment?
I don't know. It could be to something you found out about me.
No. So, so excited to meet Bob Saga. It's the stand-up, and when I watch you do stand, I'm like, this guy's incredible. I get to meet Bob. And someone said, Bob,
this is
for
Loveline or something?
Yeah, years ago. And the first thing you said to me was, don't F my daughter.
I did?
Yes.
Well, that was a line from Entourage, and it was a plural on my three daughters.
Oh, that's
how Doug Ellen wrote that.
Is that right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that has stuck with me for 10 or 11 years
well,
now.
Well, please let go of it.
Okay. All right.
He's not upset about it.
My
daughters,
I love that.
My daughters are phenomenal, and I am incredibly fortunate. And my middle daughter, they're all artists.
Which is the best?
You're not supposed to pick a favorite.
Have sex with?
What?
Which one should he not have sex with the most?
All of them.
Okay.
All
I'm married.
Okay.
But if you had, so I can't.
Okay.
If you had to rank them.
You could be married and have sex with
them. If you have to rank them.
Oh, my God.
Kevin,
which am I?
Of all people.
Kevin.
Of
can
all
you yell
people.
At Bob, yell at Kevin now, please.
Which of your twins is more attractive?
Right? Of all people with daughters to say that.
You have to rank them. If you had to.
How old are your twins?
I'm not saying.
Okay, exactly. My middle daughter, and I did this, I had mentioned, I was on Jimmy Fallon promoting my 0 to 60 special, which came out on vinyl. I got excited because
wow.
That's like kind of cool because there are people with turntables, and I did say CD-ROM is next.
I watched it, and it's really good.
I love
it. It's really
you.
Good.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's what my favorite special I ever did.
And is it really?
It's on Amazon. The joke is it's on Amazon Prime, which means that you can get my special and lotion to watch it with two clicks.
Oh.
You don't have to bleep that.
No, you don't.
But oh, you're saying why have said it.
Right. So in the special, you're talking about Rodney Dangerfield using Viagra, and then a guy in the crowd, this is one of the weirdest, that's one of the weirdest things I've ever...
On a television special that he uses it, and I said, why? He says, because he can't perform without it.
He said, I can't last, or something like that. And,
yeah.
And Bob goes, you know this is a TV special, right? And it didn't seem to bother him at all.
No, that's and weird. Then it was... I got so much affection from that audience. I mean, when it was over, physically, we had an orgy, and I was like a fondue pot at the end. But my middle kid that you can't go near, she said to me, I called her, and I said, what are you working on? She says, I blow glass now. And I said, I'm a comedian. You have to change vocations. And then I said, can I say that on The Tonight Show? And she said, no. And I said, what if I apologize to you on the air? And she said, okay. So I apologized right at the camera to her, thereby getting the joke and my daughter's respect.
All right.
I love it.
That's a tough line to walk.
Actually, she wanted the promotion that she's an artist. That was what she wanted. So she was smart. She was thinking.
So
what other compliments do you have for me?
Well, I have a real question for you, because most of us have seen all your successes. Yesterday, you tweeted about Mitzi Shore passing, and when you were 21 years old, she really believed in you.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, what was that, like, what kind of things did she say to you, and how terrible or how good were you on stage at 21? Who were the comedians there? What was it like?
Well, that just, you guys got an hour?
That was a loaded question.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that. So I was, I had been doing stand-up since I was 17 in Philadelphia, and I performed and opened for people and was a guitar act. So I came here and I won the student Oscar for a movie I made about my nephew who had his face reconstructed. Funny so far. And kind of like the movie Wonder. He had the same syndrome, Ginger Collins syndrome. And so I showed the movie to Mitzi. What happened was, I just did a potluck open mic on a Monday, and she said, you should work here. I said, but I'm going to grad school at USC for film. She said, you shouldn't go. You should work here. And I worked there for 8 years. And the first four were really wild and fun, and she was really good to me, and I was on a college tour. And then one day she told me, you're not funny anymore.
What?
And that's what Mitzi was like.
Was she right?
At that time, she was, because I was nervous. I was having a nervous time, and I was in Vegas. She had the comedy store at the Dunes Hotel, so Roseanne would be on the bill, Sam Kennison, Andrew Dice Clay, you know, and
so you felt like you had to step it up?
You go through phases where you're learning, and I was in the trenches for so long that that's what the value that comes out of that. Once you dig out of that, and then you realize, how can I be funny? And then you find your voice, and you change your stuff. But she did so much for my career and so much for so many comedians' careers. And so two nights ago, I was sitting in a restaurant that I won't mention, Craig's, and I was sitting with someone I won't mention, Jeff Ross, and all of a sudden I got a tweet. Pauly Shore had mentioned myself and Roseanne, a couple other people, and said, Mitzi's passing. You know, she's in hospice, and so, you know, come by or say something. And so I went right to the Comedy Store, and it was 1 a.m, and there were like 20 people in there. And I did 20 minutes of talking about Mitzi and talking about the things that happened in that club, which is as popular now as it was in the early 80s. So when I got there, my first MC was Letterman.
Wow.
My God.
And so I would go up, and I was trying to get through, and the people I was watching were Billy Crystal, and then Michael Keaton, who had an amazing act, and then Richard Pryor would come up, and it was insane.
How is that not so daunting that you just go, I'm good. Yeah. I'll go up another night.
I didn't get on some of those nights. You know, when Robin would go on, that would be an hour of, you know, of Robin.
Right.
And it was a beautiful thing to watch. And then I was going up, and I would, you know, what you don't always want to hear right after Richard Pryor is your name. After the place has been standing for 7 minutes, hailing to the king. And then I just worked the Westwood Comedy Store, which closed, but I was always, I just knew everybody. And people, it was funny, people, Leno had a joke once, which you would never expect from Jay Leno. And I always had a perverted sense of humor. I don't know if you know that about me. Yeah, but I look like, you know, your dentist's son. And that's why she liked me. So she really, really, truly helped my career. Or started it and gave me a place to work out. But Leno had a bit that I never talk about it because it's – but I can hear because you're so edgy. but he said – this is the observation. The setup alone coming from Jay Leno made me laugh out loud. He's, what is it with this incest today?
And he got, this has to have been This has to have been pre Tonight Show.
This is 1979.
I thought he was hilarious until Tonight Show years, and then not so much.
He's a really good comedian. Really, really. I mean, he's Jay Leno.
Yeah.
And then the Tonight Show was that was that. And but anyway, he was kind to me on there too. So I don't know. We're also narcissistic. It's like, well, he was nice to me. She was nice to me.
Right.
So that. But anyway. So he said, "What was this incest today? How does that happen? Mom's like bending over to pick the pot roast out of the oven, and you go, all right, Mom." And I said, and he gets off stage and he does all this other stuff that's really good material, you know? And I go, hey, I really like that bit about incest. And of course you did. Of course you did, Saget. Something's wrong with you. But he's always showing up for my scleroderma benefit that I do. And yeah. You know,
and that's impressive, by the way. You do that twice a year? Three times a year?
Yeah, we're going to do it in San Francisco, and then New York, and then L.A. again next year. And your lovely wife is now on our board. And I love your wife, by the way.
Same.
No, I'm saying I love your wife.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying I've been with your wife.
Oh, I see.
Bob, don't F her.
Oh, that's my daughter. So things are I'm really happy because I got this new toilet that's like, it's like, you know, really expensive.
Okay.
So I have my fiance and the new toilet.
Okay.
And it glows in the dark with different colors. I don't know why you think this is an odd segue.
It's an odd segue because you just started talking about your toilet.
Right, but I didn't want to stay on disease. That's pretty upsetting.
Right, okay.
And I did go into having carnal knowledge with your wife.
Sure.
I don't want to do that.
And then you had incest. So you got to keep moving.
Got to say safe. Toilet. Expensive toilet. On all night. So, and it only has on K-Rock because it has a radio in it. So, but that's when you know you love somebody, when you go to the electric toilet and then you come back to bed and the person just tells you that they love you and they hold you and get back in bed. And it wasn't even her. I don't know who it was.
Are you comfortable enough with your fiance that you leave the door open or do you close it?
I close every door, and I actually don't go to the bathroom either. I just sit there.
That's tough.
Contemplate. I use the bathroom down the hall. I have seven toilets in my house, and I try to use them all at the same time. I run from toilet. I'll do a little bit here, a little bit there. It's kind of like a seven-course meal. I mean, if it goes in that way, why not? Why not have it removed? The same way. Poop talk morning, not good.
All right, listen, Bob Saget, if you want to see him, you can see him at the Ontario Improv. There's four shows this week, Friday at 7:30 and 9:45, and Saturday at 7 and 9:30. And you should see him because he's a great, great stand-up.
I love you. And now, my friend Mike Young is opening, and Mike used to write for Entourage. That's how I met Mike,
nice.
And we've been touring ever since.
Now, before we say goodbye, I want to do 60 seconds with Bob Saget, so I'm just going to fire questions.
I can't do another segment. Who's important after me?
Allie's doing What's Happening.
I say stay.
Yeah, stay, Bob.
Well, I'll do 60 seconds, and then you can stay.
Can I?
Sure.
Because I have nowhere to go. My fiance's in Chicago.
Okay.
I got a toilet that lights up. That's all I got.
Sounds like you got a toilet, but you can stay.
Can I?
Yeah.
Right. I never begged for this before. As Don Rickles, rest him in peace, would have said, I'm so lonely.
All right, 60 seconds with Bob Saget.
Yes, sir.
How much money do you have on you right now?
$150.
Dog kisses on the mouth, yes or no?
Not necessarily. No.
What's the thing most people would be surprised to hear about you?
That I love kissing dogs on the mouth.
What were you like in high school?
A really strange guy that kissed dogs on the mouth.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Yes, with a kid in Norfolk, Virginia who made anti-Semitic remarks, and so we had a fight.
Wow.
And I think I won, but he thinks he won.
Okay.
Hence what happened in our country today.
You did or did not have sex with John Stamos?
I wouldn't call it sex.
Okay.
He was unconscious.
You did or did not put duct tape on your beehole?
I always do that,
okay.
But I always rip it front to back when I take it off.
When people recognize you, what do they shout at you the most?
I think my name, just my name, kind of that, Bob Saget, that kind of thing.
What's the most embarrassing TV show you like?
The ones I'm on.
If you were forced to dance, what song would you pick?
What's my age again? Blink-182.
Well, it would be the one that was just playing.
Yes.
I will not go. Turn the light on. Carry Me Home. Is that the name of it?
Yeah, it's very good. Well, carry me home. No, that's not What's My Age Again.
That's
only
Blink.
Blink-182.
Yeah.
We've only played it 10,000
times. Small Things.
All the Small Things.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Why is it called
things.
That?
All the small things. It's all the little things
you
do.
Oh, it's in the song.
That
yes, exactly.
That's great when they use lyrics in the title.
Right? Isn't that wonderful? All right. You're leaving, you're staying. You're welcome.
I want to stay.
All right.
If you'll have me.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with What's Happening.
Okay.
Natalie is here with What's Happening, along with Bob Saget.
Bob, we love Ryan Reynolds on the show, like to the point where it's concerning how much we love him. Have you ever worked with him? No,
no,
you know
I've met him before, and I know he's very funny on the viral world, and he's amazing in
Deadpool.
Oh my God,
amazing!
Oh my God,
love, love.
Well, you bring up him in the viral world. He has some of the greatest tweets ever. His relationship with Blake Lively and how they jab at each other is hysterical. But this time, it was Hugh Jackman. So Hugh Jackman tweets this lovely tweet about his wife. And he said, I believe in life we need to see and truly be seen by the most important people in our lives. Deb, from day one, we had that. 22 years later, it only gets deeper. You and the kids are the greatest gift I will ever receive. I love you a gazillion times around the world. So Ryan Reynolds sees that, quote tweets it, and just wrote, I gave this 3 months, tops. I was wrong. Such a dick, and I love him so much.
That's, like, really, really funny because, you know, we have gotten to the point where if someone wants to declare their love for someone, they do it online.
You sort of have to.
Don't you want to really say it to the person?
You should,
I think you do, but maybe the person's not there because you're on the road being in the greatest show on earth being Wolverine.
Yeah. He's out there with those claw knife pants.
I wonder how much a manicure is for him.
Right?
I bet he's got Shea ankles.
Great point. Great point. You brought up Mitzi Shore passing and some of the OGs back there at the Comedy Store. Roseanne was one of them, right?
Absolutely. I was there when she finally got there.
Absolutely.
From her trailer park world. The best thing about Roseanne is she would, and one of her best jokes was her whole life, she lived in a trailer and all she wanted to do was to make it in show business. Mm-hmm. And finally she made it and she spends most of her time in a trailer.
That is amazing. Well, we all know Roseanne came back. I think they're on their fourth episode was this past week because they did two the first night. Just gangbuster ratings. Granted, it's now down 12% from last week, but still 13.5 million viewers tuned in for Roseanne.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, a lot of people checking that show out. And Sacha Baron Cohen cast in a new Netflix series as an Israeli spy. He's going to play a guy named Eli Cohen, who works as a spy way back in the 1960s in Syria. However, not a comedy.
Can we follow her and maybe make a sexy
time
with her?
No.
Why not?
Because a woman has a right to choose who she has sex with.
What?
How about that? That's good, huh?
Is not good for me.
Again, this is not a comedy.
Not a comedy.
No, Kevin. You've done this a couple times now. Yeah, he just hears Sacha Baron Cohen.
Is the love interest his manager from Borat?
I hope so. But it is a spy drama and his first non-comedic TV role in over a decade. So welcome back, I guess, to that. This is an interesting story, and people all like to do these millennial stories. They spend so much money on avocado toast, they're never going to buy a home. Like, there's such hatred for the younger generations that I don't remember as much when I was young.
Oh, everyone hated you when you were young.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Me too.
I appreciate it. But just so you know, millennials born between 1981 and 1996, if you're wondering about this age group. But a study was conducted by a home improvement company called Porch, which discovered that millennials cannot identify a butter knife. They have trouble.
Well, they're going to need that.
Right?
If they're ever in the movie Arthur.
Right?
I fell out of the car. You're a hookup.
They have also found that they have trouble making an omelet, cheeseburger, a birthday cake from a mix, and even salad. Really?
I don't buy that at all. That sounds like
a very close survey.
That's ridiculous. The dumbest thing I've ever read.
No, because they're just people that haven't been programmed with information yet, so people love to put down people that are younger that gives them an authority.
It just sounds like, hey, kids, get off my lawn. That's what I hear every time I hear one of those stories.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I cannot cook a cake. If you gave me $1,000 and said, make this cake and make it taste like a 9 out of 10, no way I could do it.
What if I was in prison and I needed a file in it?
I would not put it in the cake.
Okay, then.
And you would have to get it out yourself.
So I would have to put my buttocks up to the bars when you come to visit me?
And then take me to Craig's right after.
Oh, my God, that would be a horrible visit.
Have you worked much with Tig Notaro?
I think the world of her.
One of the best comics, right?
Yeah, she's fantastic.
So damn funny. Well, she is joining the cast of Star Trek Discovery for its second season. She will be playing Chief Engineer Denise Reno of the USS Hiawatha.
That's exciting.
Yeah, right? That's a big role
for
her.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
She's a good actress. I've seen her a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, her show, what was that on? Was it on Netflix or Amazon?
I don't remember.
I was too busy ordering my special 0 to 60.
Oh, yeah? Where can I find that?
Amazon Prime.
Okay, excellent.
iTunes and every single, what do they call them? Multi-platforms like subways and trains.
Wonderful news. I don't know about your thoughts on this. Here's the thing. Bean loves old people. Kevin?
I do, too. I have four in jars at home.
That's very nice.
Well, they've shriveled up.
That's right. Beautiful.
They're pickled.
Kevin, not a fan of old people.
Well, where I live, there's a lot of old people, and they all drive cars. And it's frustrating as hell because they drive so slowly, it drives me out of my mind.
Well, it's better than fast.
No, it isn't. For me, it isn't because they get in the way. Like, I sat behind a car at a green light, threw the whole green light, touched my horn once, like, hey, it's green, you could go. Turned red, she just sat there. I was like, maybe she's dead. Maybe I should get out of my car and go look.
That's possible.
I don't know what's happening. And then the light turned green and she pulled away.
They should change the walk, don't walk thing. Yeah. And there should be a third one where it's just someone on their back. they're just dead.
Assume the position.
They're just dead in the car.
Well, the reason that I bring up old people, Kevin will not be into this, but there's a woman named Dori Jacobson, and she is kind of turning people's heads. She used to be a Playboy bunny back in Chicago and New York in the 60s, and she is still strutting her stuff at the tender age of 83. Here's the thing. She was
not
inspired.
Not your fiance, right?
No.
Inspired.
Slightly younger.
He goes the other way.
Yeah, I go too far.
She started.
I don't park in front of like all girls' schools or anything. I mean, she's half my age plus seven. I'm fine. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, once you do that math.
That's the LA Hollywood
blog. She started a blog after her longtime love died of Alzheimer's. She runs a blog called Senior Style Bible. She poses in a ton of different outfits, even the old bunny suits, and maybe the world's oldest lingerie model. But she wants people to know you can still be older, hip, trendy, sexy, and, quote, we do not have an expiration date.
That's lovely. And she's sitting in a light in front of Kevin's house.
You need to bookmark that. Style Bible.
She's got outfits. I like that. It's almost like she's a Barbie doll or something.
I love it.
Color forms.
Dating and now getting married to a younger lady who is very stylish, right?
Yes.
Are you aware of some of the hottest trends that are here?
Oh, yes, because they're all over her.
Okay. All right, let's see. Cowboy boots coming back big time.
Right.
Very small handbags.
That's good when they're tiny. You mean like 1 inch?
These are little bags.
You can't fit anything in it, so they
pretty
ask
much.
You to hold
yeah,
the phone.
You can barely cram your phone in it.
Right. One Kleenex.
Coming back from the 70s are beaded bags. Those are coming back.
Oh,
huge.
I love them.
I know you do. And see-through Lucite shoes. I thought those were stripper shoes, but apparently
they're coming
Lucite
mainstream.
Shoes.
I'm not into it. It's a Cinderella type thing originally.
Yes.
I think.
Look at
the
you.
The beaded bag is a problem because if a bead falls off, you're a bead off, and you don't want that to happen. That's what I have to offer the world. That's why I was born.
And we like it.
Oh, I'm so
Thank
glad you.
You
stayed. So glad.
Me too.
I begged.
You did.
That's the saddest promotion I've ever heard. Please come see me.
You didn't have to beg. You just said you'd like to.
Why? Yeah. That's true.
No
that's
worries.
True. No, I ain't too proud to beg.
Oh, dear. Some birthdays
Sweet,
for you. Panic at the Disco singer Brendan Urie. Actress Jennifer Morrison, Saoirse Ronan, Brooklyn Decker, Claire Danes, actor Ed O'Neill. Did you know he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu?
Did
Brazilian
not.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
I've known him a long time.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
But the jiu-jitsu, does that mean you only go after Jewish people when
yes.
you're fighting?
Yes.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't want to touch the other two words.
Good.
First you find a Jew.
Don't do it.
Sorry, I'm Jewish. What am I going to say?
And happy birthday also David Letterman and Andy Garcia.
Ooh.
And
those are good. They're born on the same day.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's so cool. That's so
birthdays.
Cool. I knew half the people you mentioned.
Yeah.
That would make me
that's
Gen
more than the rest of us.
I'm Gen Z. When's your birthday?
March.
When's your birthday?
June.
And who's famous on your birthdays, everybody?
One of the most well-known Jews in the world. She had to hide to save her life.
Monica Lewinsky?
That's a great guess.
Barbara Streisand?
Another great guess.
I'm just kidding.
No, she's in the attic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where you're right. That's where she wrote best. Yeah, the great Anne Frank. So that's your birthday.
Yep.
Mine was Dennis Hopper and Craig Ferguson and Trez Reznor.
Oh.
Trent Reznor.
Trent, yeah. That's
no, Trez Reznor, the unknown.
Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, after three pronunciations.
I got it the first time thinking that's who you meant, but sure. Good. That's a great birthday.
Kevin, who's your...
I've never looked one time.
What?
Really?
I don't...
When Allie reads them on your birthday, you're like, oh, I can't believe this person has the same birthday.
That's not a conversation
for me. I got something for you, Buck.
When you're having a conversation with somebody and they say their birthday and you go, my birthday's in March. That's where that conversation ends. There's nothing else to say.
But people do say, you know who's born on my birthday? And it's like,
I guess I'm the outlier
on that one. John Wilkes Booth. Oh,
that's I was born in the same hospital at the same time, same date, and our moms have the same first name as Noah Wiley.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because you seem like you could have been on the shows he was on.
All right,
are we done talking about birthdays?
You going to stick around, Bob, more? Okay.
By the way, I did want to say that Sugar Ray Leonard and I are exactly the same age, same birthday, same day, and same mom.
Same mom.
And same children.
Bob Saget, still in studio with us, we're happy to say.
I will never leave.
Dr. Drew is now on the show. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's up, Drew?
Drew, you were in Bob's movie?
I cannot tell. I am, but I cannot say how
he's
or
like
where.
Carmen Santiago.
Yeah.
He's really great. And
if you blink, you might miss me.
What's the movie?
It's called Benjamin. It's going to come out in the fall. It's with Rob Corddry, Kevin Pollak, all friends of ours, and Maryland Rice Cub, and Dave Foley, Sherry O'Terry, Max Burkholder.
And you directed it?
I directed it, and I'm in it. I'm the dad of a kid we think is on meth.
As the director, did you ever yell at the dad?
I had a real problem being a guy as amped up as I was. I was like Danny Tanner on acid. It was something wrong. But Drew was really so kind to have been there.
I told him it was a bliss to hang out in the room with Kevin and Mary Lynn and Dave and Sherry. I mean, just hanging out with those guys was, you know, plenty enough to show up.
Well, that's okay. So you didn't get paid? And you came to the premiere, which was last week, and it went really well, which makes you really happy if it plays well. With
I really enjoyed it myself.
Well, but you didn't get the text to come to it a month before.
Technically, I got the text a month late. And then I texted Bob, and I was like, hey, can I still get in? And he goes, no, it's been full for
I did
a month.
Not say
you
that.
You did.
I didn't, did
I'll,
I?
Yeah. But you said it funny.
No, you said I can't come.
I didn't.
Oh, no.
But it doesn't matter. You said it
well,
funny.
Well, we're going to have another. It doesn't come out till fall.
I don't want to see it now.
But I'm going to make you watch it. We're going to run it in reverse, and you'll look for the secret messages.
All right, Dr. Drew, we've been talking for a long time, and you keep bringing up this goddamn diet of yours.
Yeah.
We should talk about the diet, and then we move and talk about something else. Guys, I got to talk about the diet. We go,
all right, fair enough.
So let's talk about the diet.
So here's the story. So the story is, you know, Catherine Witt and I, you know, Psycho Mike and I do a podcast now, a health and fitness podcast. Mike named it Swole Patrol.
Which is awesome.
Thank you, Mike. And he convinced me that my back and shoulder problems, he and Chris Bell convinced me that all my problems would get better if I lifted heavy weights, power lifts, all this stuff. So I started doing it all again. And they were right. So a lot of my stuff got better, but I gained a ton of weight. I'm like, dude, I know this story. I just go up, I go down, I, you know, whatever.
Right.
And Mike goes, no, you've got to go on the anabolic diet. And in the meantime, we had interviewed a guy named Sean Baker, who's an orthopedic surgeon who was advocating for something called the carnivore diet.
Oh, he's out of jail?
He's out of jail. But he did have, you know, people take issues. These are all controversial things. And let me preface this whole thing by saying, this is not a prescriptive conversation.
Okay.
It's just a description of what I have done and my experience. I don't know if it's healthy. I don't know if it's good.
Shouldn't
for
you know if it's healthy?
Well,
of
I mean,
all
I don't
of
have
us,
the
you're
data.
One. You're a doctor.
Right. The data is not there. I think it's an okay thing, but we don't know, so I can't recommend it to other people.
Okay.
I started going this anabolic diet, which is strict, no carbs for a while, and then carb loading on certain days. And I felt so good. I lost so much weight, and my strength went up so high.
Really?
I just shifted over to the carnivore diet because I just was feeling great. And
but you jam carbs on one day?
I don't. I will this weekend. I'm going to add carbs back, and we'll see what happens. I probably become psychotic. But
so what does the diet consist of? What are you eating?
I eat red meat and eggs. That's really all.
And that's it.
What about cheese?
Very rarely.
Reese's Pieces?
Some cashews and peanuts.
Chocolate ice cream?
That's it. And it's been crazy. I have more
Twizzlers?
Energy. But get Twix. This. Get this. Wait. Here's the really weird thing.
Yes.
Is that my wife is complaining that I've become more aggressive.
Whoa. Really?
I'm not kidding.
So are you like robbing liquor stores?
And I yelled at somebody at work the other day, and it came out of nowhere. And it's not like I've never yelled at anybody before, but not suddenly like that. So it's having some weird effect on my psychology,
I too. Find that when I eat a lot of protein, a lot of meat, and a lot of stuff like that, I do get more caveman-like.
If you had told me that and I had not experienced
that sounds ridiculous.
I would not believe you. Right. But I'm telling you, I'm experiencing something. I'm wondering if it's making me irritable or manic-y, something like that.
I like how Dr. Drew yells at people, but he has a good...
He has a reason.
He has a reason, and it's medical, you guys.
But your demeanor,
he's not a dick.
The rest of us just have to go, sorry, I was a dick.
It's my diet.
But your manner is so nice. Even when you yell, it's polite, I would imagine.
Well, no.
Okay.
Well, that's honest.
It's not good. I had to make apologies and amends.
You're eating meat every day. That's not great for the heart, though.
Well, that's
it?
The question. Now, Sean Baker, again, the guy's a physician. He has studied this pretty extensively, his study. Now, it's not published and peer-reviewed and stuff. He insists that cholesterol goes down. And that he's done series of calcium, you know, these CT calcium scores on himself and other people, and people's calcium scores remain zero. So his evidence is the contrary to what you'd imagine. Now, we don't know really how much fat he's taking in and how much, you know, lean meat, and this all has
right.
to be sort of examined. But at first blush, at least, it doesn't look quite what you would imagine. He's certainly eating a half dozen eggs a day, and that's not hurting him.
This is a weird phone
he
call.
It's also interesting because you're promoting gas. Because
I am promoting
half a dozen eggs. I mean, that's
methane and global warming.
This is a really weird call for. Because the doctor is saying he's on a diet. He doesn't know if it's healthy or not,
and he can't tell people to take it.
Right,
and people, it's a guy he knows.
What are you doing?
you guys brought it up.
Yeah, I know it. You're doing it.
I know a guy that knows a guy that says eat four dozen eggs and have a tube steak. And fart all night.
Well, between the gas from all the eggs, you got to be having meat sweats, right?
What are meat sweats?
Oh, my God. When you eat a ton of meat, like, you've never had meat sweats?
Oh, those are Coachella pants.
No, it's
yeah,
real.
Yeah, exactly. I wear them.
No, like, you go
diarrhea?
To, you go to, like, Fogo de Chao or something like that, you eat a ton of meat. Like,
well,
bring
Fogo
it, bring
de
it,
Chao
bring
is not a good example because that's, like, the meat cart and meats are everywhere
but
and
then
more meats. And
I've never heard of
night,
meat sweats,
oh, yeah,
though.
You start, like, sweating the meat out of you
that
and
is,
it smells
that is
like
true.
Meat.
It is?
The
yeah.
idea of something coming out in sweat is already flawed. The only thing comes out of you in sweat is sodium, you know, just the sweat fluid. There's nothing that, quote, comes out.
No, actually...
For you. Meat
no,
sweats are
no,
real.
No,
I'm like a Play-Doh fun factory. Actually, you push on my head, and out of
your
my pores comes spaghetti meat.
Your sweat glands don't have anything. They have no exocrine function. They have no way to produce something that come out of your body. But, Allie, I've been running hot and sweating a lot all the time.
You got meat sweats.
Put that on a loop.
All the time.
I'm telling you, Drew, I'm a doctor. Listen to me.
Have you had your vitals checked? Is your heart good? Are you okay?
I seem to be. I mean, I had a
calcium score. This egg and meat diet sure is perfect.
Yeah, meat sweats are a combo of the protein plus the adrenaline, and you're working out a ton, I assume.
Yeah, I am.
Meat sweats, bud.
Meat sweats.
I
love meat. And I'm a B positive.
Mark that down.
No, I didn't mean the food, but when I actually have a. They say your blood type requires it. Certain mm-hmm. blood types,
right?
But I'm B positive because that's.
Ooh, that's rare.
Yeah, is that rare?
Rare-ish.
Is it
yeah.
bad?
That's unusual.
You
yeah.
said, ooh, that's. Is it bad?
You mean I can't get a transfusion?
It's just you're an unusual, you know, version. No, you can
we've
get
known
it,
that.
Well, we know I'm unusual.
All right, so Dr. Drew, you're not telling anyone to be on this diet.
No, I'm not, because I can't. I can't have data to do it. I'm just telling you my experience has been. And we had Mark Bell on our podcast, Mike and I, a couple days ago. And we looked at each other. He's been on this thing for years, and he goes, it's just weird how well it works. And I go, God, it is. It's just positive. Because I've never eaten so much, never been – I didn't believe you could lose weight and be hungry. I really was always skeptical of people that said there was such a diet out there. and I'm full all the time, and I'm eating a lot.
But the working out is really important,
oh,
right?
Oh, critical. I mean, that's what this all really is about.
Is it a lot of cardio? Are you?
No, I'm doing all heavy, heavy lifting, and I did more. Heavier? What? What's so funny?
Heavy. I'm doing heavy lifting.
I lift, bro. No,
you should see what I can do with my thighs. Yeah.
You do sound aggressive.
I feel aggressive. Meat sweats.
If I was a doctor, I would say to you, be careful when you're doing squats because you could get a hemorrhoid. That is the truth. I'm just trying
to. Is that the truth?
Trying to protect your butt. Isn't that true, Dr. Drew? When you say that that
if you are prone to hemorrhoids from straining, yes, you could. But I'm a little more concerned about my back than my perianal
right.
veins.
So are you concerned?
You can
about,
make anything sexy.
You are. You brought sexy back to the hemorrhoid. Is it possible to get a hemorrhoid in your back?
No.
Thankfully. No. Okay.
Thankfully.
You can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter at Dr. Drew. The website is drdrew.com. Dr. Drew Midday Live Monday to Friday, noon to 3 on 790 KABC. He's on 4 different podcasts, the Dr. Drew Podcast, the Adam and Dr. Drew, Swole Patrol, Weekly Infusion, and the app is Heal, where you can get a doctor in your own home. Dr. Drew.
Thanks, guys.
You're the best. Thank you.
I love you, Drew.
Bye, Bobby. See you soon.
Bob?
He is the nicest, best guy.
He is.
And he eats 400 pounds of meat a day.
He does. Yeah. He has ghost loads, too.
Did
you know that?
Pardon me?
We don't have time for that.
Ghost loads?
Yes, we don't have time for that.
That just sounds like something you can't say on the air.
Right. We don't have time for that.
Oh, I understand.
Bob Saget, you can see him at the Ontario Improv. 4 shows this week. Friday night at 7:30, 9:45. Saturday night at 7 and 9:30. And you can go to improv.com to buy tickets. Bob, you're the best.
I love you a lot.
Thank you. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:44. Allie McKay, what's happening?
How about some new Florence and the Machine?
Yes, please.
First new track since 2016. It is called Sky Full of Song.
Grab me by my ankles. I've been flying for too long. I couldn't hide from the thunder in a sky full of song. And I want you so badly, but you could be anyone. I can hide from the thunder in a sky full of song. Hold me down, I'm so tired now. Aim your arrow at the sky.
I love her.
Oh, that voice.
She's so good. A former bartender, by the way.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah, and a huge lipstick enthusiast. Has a giant collection.
How do you know that?
I know things, and I spoke to her about it.
Huh.
I spoke to her about her lipstick.
All different colors, everything?
All different colors, yep.
I've interviewed her many times, and lipstick never came up.
No.
It's an odd thing to talk about.
One of my favorite things about Florence was the interview you guys did, maybe it was a couple weenie roasts ago, where it's just you and Bean and Florence by a tree.
Standing by a tree, yeah.
And she just looked like she was taken to this area and, like, you are going to talk to these two.
Like Dateline?
Make it weird. Yeah.
No, it didn't.
It's a hostage situation.
No, it wasn't a hostage situation.
Little bit.
We were having fun.
Of course you were. That's what I meant.
Remember, she had a cast on her foot, too.
Yeah, she's amazing. With that cast on her foot, that voice and her command of the stage not even moving is phenomenal. That woman is, woo!
Wasn't a hostage situation.
All right. I mean, I'm just...
Was it a terrorist situation?
Oh, that is a great question, Chip, which leads me to this. Could it have been a terrorist situation? But I'd need more info.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God or, you know, in terrorist, you know, situations or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no, it's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
I
have a question for me.
Uh-huh.
At any point in that half hour, why did I not bail?
Just stop. Like, I'm out.
I mean, do you think it's possible I didn't realize it was going that poorly? Because usually I do know when I'm screwing up.
Yeah.
Quitters never give up.
Quitters never give up.
That is true. But, you know what? Can we hear it one more time? And maybe just in our own heads, we could figure out when we would have bowed out. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like for a minute I thought you were getting it back. But then,
probably I did too.
Okay.
But that's the thing about broadcasting. Uh-huh. We've all had a screw up, mm-hmm. but we all think that we can get out of it. And
right.
many times you can after the screw up.
Right.
But unfortunately for our friend Kevin
yeah.
here, he can't get out of it, but yeah. he keeps thinking, oh, you know, I'll get out of it in the next three syllables.
I would just have confidence. What did I have confidence in? I don't know why, but all right. Here we go. All right.
And now it's time for a moment.
So shout out your own name when you would quit.
It's weird to see people jump from Jim. I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God.
Strike her.
You know,
okay.
And terrorist, you know, situation or UFOs.
Yeah, Mally. I'd let you get to UFOs because then I'd be like, that could be UFOs. Like, that would be the last thing I heard.
Here's what would happen, though. In reality is if I keep going, everybody loves it. And everybody's like, look at each other like, don't say anything.
Yeah. What I love being in here with you guys the last 4 days, a lot of the things that I'm hearing as a listener, I've heard, mm-hmm. but I feel like I'm a listener in here hearing them firsthand, like for the very first time.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting and funny. I love it.
When I got this job, I had listened to them since.
All right. You don't have to say it.
Not going to say it again. When I first said it, they're like, enough. But I've listened to them a long, long time. And I would listen to them in my car with my mom driving. And I would also listen to them.
The kindergarten?
No, not even a little bit. But I would listen to them also when I was working at KTLA. My photog and I would put them on in the car. And, I mean, he's moving the steering wheel, laughing so
right.
hard. And then to hear the backstories, too, of stuff that I've laughed at for years, it's kind of fun,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
People always ask if it's real. It usually is.
It's so real. It is all so very real.
Let's move on.
All right, quick story about Cardi B. No matter how much you paid for your Coachella tickets for this weekend or next, Cardi B paid more. She told a satellite radio show that she was booked to play the festival early last year. That's long before she got popular. So she's making $70,000 for each performance, which, you know, back when she wasn't popular, that's a ton of money.
Yeah, no kidding.
But now she's super popular,
right.
Probably could have gotten more. But it's going to cost her $300,000 to get her stage set there and ready to go. But she says, wow. I feel good about it. It's a total investment. And Stryker, you were saying there are bands that are make or break with Coachella.
It can be make or break, but also it's a great way to show off what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And people like, because from all over the country come to Coachella, mm-hmm. all over the world, and they hear about the bands. Lucky for us in L.A.,
right.
we see them at the Wiltern and the Roxy.
Mm-hmm.
So people go there, and they have an expectation
sure.
that this band is going to bring their A game. And there's been some bands over the years. I mean, it's easy to get caught up in the energy at Coachella.
Sure.
And next thing you know, it's 7 in the morning, and you're
sure.
supposed to play
that
in
happens.
9 hours, and mm-hmm. it just doesn't go that great.
Yeah.
So if I was in a band and I'm playing Coachella, even if it's at 2 in the day
mm-hmm.
at 98 degrees, you better bring the A game.
For sure. And now with so many people watching on the Coachella YouTube channel.
Yeah, true.
People
yes,
from
Allie.
All over the globe are watching.
Yes, Allie.
And then you see that this band is coming to your town in Slovakia.
Estonia?
How do you pick Slovakia
not
out
sure.
of all options?
I was trying to think, you know, how cool that would be. And you were never going to see that band. But then you see him nail it on the Coachella YouTube channel, you're buying those tickets.
But yeah. Slovakia.
Not sure.
Okay.
Where's that? Is that in Valencia?
It's by Potomac.
Oh, in Michigan?
Nope.
Okay.
Potomac, indeed, is D.C.
D.C.
And to all the people that emailed in saying that Stryker and you are the dumbest people in the world,
yeah.
agreed on a lot of those
yes,
aspects.
Yes, yes.
However, we were both thinking of Pontiac, Michigan.
Right.
Which is not...
Not at all what we were talking about,
all.
But the fact that
How
both
does that
of our
make
heads,
it better?
Yeah,
you're
really
defending
doesn't.
Yourself by saying mm-hmm. you were wrong.
Can we hear that again, Chip?
No.
Moving on.
Moving on. Some birthdays for you guys. Panic at the Disco singer Brendan Urie. Actresses Jennifer Morrison, Saoirse Ronan, Brooklyn Decker, Claire Danes, and actor Ed O'Neill, actor Andy Garcia, and one of the best hosts of all time, David Letterman. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealer. Tomorrow morning, Coachella disasters. We're going to talk to you about that.
Yes.
Brand new internet roundup, and we like to keep it 100. Plus, we've got your last tickets to win for weekend 2 of Coachella tomorrow morning.